and storytelling, you know, very much what matters most. And I suppose I'm here to maybe look at more of the individual and look at, well, you know, what is it that keeps us going and makes us resilient and motivates us so that we can actually tell those stories and we can actually move on as a country and be very, very proud because we've so much talent. I suppose that's what I'm here to talk about is you and what's inside you, what's at your core, and what it really gives you energy. And I suppose reflecting back on Mike's talk there about the multinationals, and a lot of you put your hands up, and I was one of those troopers in the multinationals, and I suppose just reflecting that I very much enjoyed my time in multinationals, I worked really hard, but I was getting lost. I was very much in the system, and working with the system, and there was just a point in time where I said, where am I going? Where am I heading? And, you know, took a step back. And I suppose now, 5 years on, I'm reflecting on if I knew more about myself at the time and more about what motivated me, I might have made better decisions for myself when I was working in multinationals. And a little bit more, I'm sure some of you, about the whole world of boundaries, you know. I was at a talk recently where somebody said, there's no longer the Sunday feeling, 4 o'clock, you're going back to work on a Monday, because we're always on. It's absolutely constant. And that just really struck me that, yeah, you're right. Constantly on, thinking, doing, you know, and a bit of a treadmill. So it caused me to reflect on, well, what is it that really motivates me? What is it that gets me going? So that's what I'm here to talk about. My dog is one of the things that motivates me, but I'm not here to talk about her. You'll get very bored of that. So, what's motivating about this? And I do want some audience participation.
Not much.
I can hear. Not much. So how does it make you feel when you see that?
Can you turn it off here?
Exactly. Like, even when I stood up here, I went, oh, that's the first slide. This is the whole thing that we're being bombarded with all the time. And as I said, I could hear the audible, you know, can I turn it off? And Maureen Gaffney's been out recently talking about, you know, positivity and emotions and stuff. And that invokes a very negative emotion in us. And we're seeing this every day, we're hearing it, you know, everywhere we're talking about it. So I'm really, really, over the last couple of years, been intrigued to say, well, how is it that people are succeeding? What is it that's making them succeed? And how are they, you know, getting past this? Okay. So what about this one?
Better.
Better? What's better about it?
Irish Olympics. Okay. Special Olympics.
I feel proud.
Makes you feel proud. Yeah.
I see gold medals.
Success stories, yeah.
If you work hard, you'll be successful.
If you work hard, yeah. So, overall, that's immediately. How are you feeling now you look at that or think about those? And some of those are quite recent. Obviously, I went Olympics mad when they were on. How does that make you feel?
Yeah, we're smiling. Optimistic. I think there's more people smiling.
More people smiling.
Optimistic.
So I'm kind of intrigued by the whole, well, what is it that motivates these people to do these things? You know, what is it that actually keeps them going? Because I'm sure they meet setbacks, that, you know, like Katie Taylor's living in Ireland, just like the rest of us. So how is she actually motivated and succeeding? So that's what I wanted to talk to you about, the whole area of motivation. And very practically, you know, for you to actually spend a little bit of time and think about, well, what is it that motivates me? Because certainly motivation has a significant impact on how you think. Because you have a feeling, it then creates thinking, it then creates the action and the behaviour. So, for example, like Mike's talk, if we want to be doing a very passionate and inspired storytelling to actually generate value in Ireland, well, that has to come from somewhere really true and congruent. You know, so where does that come from? So there's three, and I'm going to leave that slide up, because it actually brings this three key drivers of motivation. The first one is the whole area of achievement. Dan Pink has actually changed it sort of to mastery, so he's kind of updated a little bit. So it's this whole thing where you're driven by actually achieving. So what's really important to you is all around performance, it's about standards. It's actually constantly doing better than you did the day before or the next week. Okay? You can see that in the photo that some are achievement driven. The next one is very much about affiliation. So your primary motivator is driven by affiliation. So it's developing relationships, being involved in groups, in teams, in communities. So very much what you do is driven by that need to work with people and to work for the benefit of people, to have a purpose, kind of like the Special Olympics and what that generates. And the third one is around autonomy. So it's very much a desire and a need to be autonomous, to be in control, to influence, to persuade. So just even thinking about that, it's quite important. If you were to know very, very clearly what your main driver and motivation is, what would that do for you? Give you a focus, yeah. Okay, what else might it do if you're really, as you said, using your word focused on the one that's driving you, your main driver motivation? You're getting stuff done. Actually, you're getting stuff done. You're also, because it's the thing that motivates you at your core, it's actually giving you a huge amount of energy because you're actually doing something that's really, really important to you. And so back to the what matters most, it really matters to you. So it drives you to actually succeed more and more and more. Now you may have a combination of those three, but you do always have a main drive, main one that is your driver. So it's quite important to understand what that is, but also to actually stand back and say, well, what are the things that actually feed that driver? So what are the things, whether it's in my work, whether it's outside of work, what are those things that actually, under that, if it's autonomy, actually make me feel that I'm in control, that I'm persuading, that I'm influencing? And how often are you doing them? Are they the big goals in your life? Are they part of your everyday? Because if we've got to move and get past all this negativity, we've actually, one of the greatest sources of doing that is actually being very aware and conscious of your motivators and actually working on them. The other thing is, what if they're in overdrive? So the other thing to watch out for is, if you've your main driver, to make sure it isn't in overdrive and actually it's causing a problem in others, because there is always a main driver, but we do have a need for the others in some sense. And there's actually, you can do a questionnaire on it, you can even just reflect on it. But certainly, if it's a significant source of emotion, it'll actually help you to make better decisions. It'll give you more energy, which is one of the things that we need. And I suppose the last thing is, and it's a bit like when anybody, every time I listen to people talking about positive thinking on the radio, the classic question is, they explain how it works and visualize your goal and make sure you really want it and step into it. And people ring in and go, well, it's not that easy. And nobody said it was easy. Nobody said it was easy to stay motivated or be resilient or be energetic. And like Zig Ziglar says, people often say that motivation doesn't last, or neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily. So I suppose my, thought to you is really think about what motivates you. Think about the things, very, very practically, what are those things that every day that motivate you, and how you actually build them in so that you're doing them every week. I certainly know from going from being employed to self-employed, when you're employed, you've got that routine, you've got that structure, if you've got a good manager, they know what motivates you. So in a way, they're constantly feeding you things to keep you going. But when you move into the world of self-employed, you've actually got to put that structure in place. Yet you're busy worrying about, I need to go and network, and I need to, do this thing for the client, I need to do my accounts. So we can get very, very caught up in doing everything and not actually standing back and saying, hang on a minute, why am I doing this? Why did I start this business? What is it about this business that actually gives me energy? And just taking that time, standing back, reflecting on it, and thinking about, I certainly know that one of the things about what I love doing is being with people. So, when I'm at home doing things for a long period of time, that absolutely absolutely doesn't suit me. So my energy goes shh, straight away. Because I actually like to be with people. I like to listen to people. I like to hear what they have to say. I like to hear the stories. So there's then saying, okay, so you've decided to set up your own business. You're predominantly, when you're not with a person, you're on your own. So how are you going to do? What are you going to do about that? What are you going to build into your structure so that you keep yourself at the energy levels that you have? And I suppose from going looking at the first picture of all the negativity, that's all external. You can't control that unless you choose to go and actually do something about it. You can't control it, so let it go. You know, get the facts you need, the information about the multinationals, but everything else, just let it go and focus on what you can control. You're responsible for your motivation and the energy it gives you, and it's absolutely something you can control. You'll be able to tell better stories and it'll make it a better place to live. Thank you very much.
So that's Kerry O'Keefe.
I should have mentioned before introducing Kerry that I met Kerry certainly in the first year of me taking the step from being employed to self-employed and starting a business and all that fun stuff. And I met Kerry and we got into the habit of meeting regularly because, you know, so much to talk about. But what was amazing to me about Kerry was that she had this constant self-motivation. And I remember it was several times that, you know, we'd meet for a cup of tea or whatever, and she'd say, "How are you?" And I go, "You know, I'm trying. And then, you know, I'd say something along the lines of, "You know, I'm trying to do this, and geez, it's tough, you know, I'm trying to get people to do this." And she, before I finished the sentence, Kerry would go, "Yes, you can. Of course you can." And there's something about that. And obviously, it's not a case that Kerry was born a motivated person. It's obviously something that she works on and thinks about, and of course, when you're in your company, it's almost like radiated, and you get it from. So, if you don't mind, I'm going to ask the first question. Okay. And what's your secret? No, it's actually it's a real world version of the. What's
I think
the secret.
That's a book.
Yeah. But my question is, in terms of, let's say, even a daily practice, as Zig Ziglar alludes to there, is it something that is an active thing in terms of like? Know, getting busy into getting motivated, or is it a reflective thing? Do you have to show the world and think about it?
And I would say it's both, but the reflection comes first. And that's what I see both in multinationals and both in self-employed. We're so busy and we're running that we don't take the time to reflect. We don't take the time to order the brain and just say, okay, in a minute, what are we doing here? And it's the bit that we always talk about, and we think we'll get to that. I'll get to that. Oh yeah, I must take that thinking time. That's what I learned was in the first 2 years of business. I was kind of always putting it on the, well, I'll get to that thinking time. I'll take a weekend and I'll go to Kerry and I won't see anybody. And I was putting it as this massive thing that I had to do and it had to be separate and I didn't have time. And now what I've done is I build it in every day and it's simple for me and it worked as a ritual. And I have a routine, I have a ritual. You hear Usain Bolt or Katie Taylor, they all have them. And mine is going for a walk first thing in the morning before the day is even started. It's only a 15-minute walk. If I don't have that, I can actually feel the impact of that as I go through the day. And given that my day is so much about giving and listening, you know, I need to take that time for myself. Thank you for the good questions.
Thanks, Kerry. Now, who else would like to ask Kerry a question? Are you all so motivated that you've got it all sourced? High-fiving your way out the door?
Does it make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Do you spend enough time thinking about what motivates you, what drives you?
Do you have a formula? We have this time, we have a formula, some tips for us to figure out what motivates.
Well, what I can do, I actually have, so some people, just by the words, can go away and reflect on it. Other people, like me, I have a questionnaire. So I actually have a very simple questionnaire that can even identify what your main driver is. And then from there, a couple of questions. So if anybody wants it, just give me your business card before you leave and I'll email it to you tomorrow. And it's just a very good way to start the thinking process. Because the first thing, you can really only be given tips once you actually know what your main driver is. And then also to look at whether it's an overdrive. Because I certainly know when I've reflected back on what mine is, I can see when it's an overdrive and the consequences that then it has. But then at least I can then say, is that what I want? Do I want to keep going that way? I know it's my main driver, or am I going to roll back into it? So absolutely, it's a questionnaire. Well, I found a questionnaire help. It just gets you in that space. So if anybody wants it, you'll have it tomorrow. Fantastic.